You're listening to Rocket Knight.
Welcome to the Rocket Knight podcast. Tampa Earl hanging out with you. And today we've got a really, really fun time in store for you. Talking with a gentleman who's been there helping with the legacy of rock and roll. His name is Bill Pascali, who has some time in the saddle with both Vanilla Fudge and the New Rascals. Bill, thanks a lot for joining us today. Glad to have you here.
That is a gracious introduction. Thank you so much, man. my mother wouldn't have even said it that nice. But it's a pleasure to be here.
Well, it's great.
And happy anniversary. 10 years now with the Rocket Knight.
Yeah, we're celebrating a big anniversary, and we're glad to have you here to be a part of it. One of the things that I definitely wanted to ask you about, especially when you have stepped into bands such as Vanilla Fudge and the New Rascals, you're carrying on the legacy of these groups from the times when they've been around for some time before you got in there. What kind of burden is that for you to take up?
Well, the burden in the hand. Usually. No, I better stop being funny. It's been such an honor. It's been a dream come true in my life that growing up with these bands, when the Rascals came out in 65, I was just a teen, and I had a band called the Youngsters. Voted the number one band. We didn't do Rascal stuff, but we did stuff that was relative to the Rascals. And then when Vanilla Fudge came out in 67, I was in a band called The Fragments, and we arranged James Taylor's Fire and Rain just like the Fudge would arrange it and everything. In fact, when I got into the Fudge, the Fragments called me up, the band from my childhood, and said, "Bill, were we right?" And I said, "What do you mean?" He goes, "You're with the Fudge right now rehearsing." He says, "Were we right in what we did with our arrangements? Like we all pitched in and threw in this and that to make an arrangement, make the song different." And I says, "You know something, to be honest with you, whenever I go down to rehearsal with them, I feel like I'm rehearsing with the Fragments." And it was the same feeling with the Rascals. It was like being with the Youngsters. So it kind of primed me up in my life following these bands. They were my heroes. While at 16, 17 years old, I was touring and backing bands like the Marvelettes, the Mellow Kings, Tonight, all that stuff. And the Five Satins, and I could go down the list. And I grew up doing that, So actually, I was a member of the Crests, taking Johnny Maestro's place with J.T. Carter, the original bass singer that owned the band, basically. And I toured with them halfway around the world. I was a member of the 1910 Fruit Gum Company. That was Ron Dante, and he never really toured with the Fruit Gum Company. That was basically put out. They had other musicians doing that. So my legacy was being what they called, hey, I got it here, the Ghost of Rock and Roll. And I said to my agent, "Why are you calling me the Ghost of Rock and Roll?" This is back in the 70s now. He said, "Bill, because no matter where I go, you pop up in that band," he said, "like a ghost." He said, "And you're always supporting rock." So, and it's true. I enabled Gene Cornish, Dino Danelli, Eddie Brigati to go on and be the Rascals, even though Felix Cavalieri wanted to be a solo artist. And he is a gentleman. I love the guy. And I knew him before I was in the Rascals, actually. So I could never say a bad word about Felix. He's a saint, and so is his daughters. And I knew the family and had some insurance, Aetna insurance dealings when they were opening up a company for the kids to do. I helped them with that. But basically, the bands that I have been in was growing up and meeting my heroes. And to be perfectly honest with you, a lot of them heroes ain't what I thought they would be. You can't be a big fanatic about a band and what a great singer this guy is. And then you meet them and you find out, well, this guy isn't what I thought he was. Meanwhile, I'm a fan of the song. I'm not a fan of the person. So it's a little misleading. And I hate that word fan. To me, Earl, fan is a fanatic. And any people that admired my art, I called a friend. And they have been friends. And if they got closer with me, I called them my cousin.
It had to be a big thrill for you to work with all of these gentlemen that you worked with, but to also be able to be in a couple of big touchstones when you did the Vanilla Fudge remake of You Keep Me Hanging On for The Sopranos.
Wow, you did your homework.
I always do my homework. But yeah, that had to be big. To be on one, I think, such distantly related things as the Vanilla Fudge from the 60s and the Sopranos from the 90s, but then to have them combine in such a manner that you were a part of both of them.
Yeah. Thank God when I spent 7 years with the Vanilla Fudge, over 12 releases, and we had worldwide record deals everywhere from Yamaha Records in Japan, Wan Records in South Korea, and we toured those places. Too. Also, Germany, Eagle Records, and then the States. We were on Field 2000. That's owned by VH1. We were on World Sound. We had Hyperspace Records. We so many labels. And it was a joy, not only supporting the band and enabling the original members, Vince Martell, Carmine Appice, Tim Bogert, to go on and play, but giving me that kind of opportunity. And I've never heard people actually complain, and I expected it because I was a Fudge fan. If I didn't see Mark up there, I was like, I don't know about this, you know. But a lot of people didn't get offended, and I don't sound anything like Mark. Mark even said it himself until we were on the Sopranos soundtrack, and then he swore it was him. Said, "No, Mark, that is not you. That was our version." You see, Vanilla Fudge recorded the demo mono in Ultrasonic Studios in Long Island back in 66. And when they recorded it, Atlantic Records picked up on them, put them under ATCO, and they recorded a whole album. Shadow Morton produced it for them. When they recorded that whole album, it was in stereo. They didn't capture You Keep Me Hanging On the way they did in Ultrasonic Studios in mono. And they tried it over and over again. They said, gee, what was the problem? Well, the problem was when they recorded it in Ultrasonic Studios, Carmine, one of the best drummers around, rock, you know, I got to admit, skips a beat. And when they did You Keep Me Hanging On, if you hear the beginning of it, it sounds like it's a turnaround, like, whoa, off timing. These guys are jazz influenced and all. It was a mistake. Okay, but it was so good that the record companies wanted them. I mean, they were fabulous players within themselves as well for the era.
And so, and here's the thing too, the record company didn't know any different. They thought that they meant to do it that way.
You got that right. So long story short is the record company, ATCO, said, look, we're going to use the mono version. So if you listen to the original version, first album of Vanilla Fudge entitled Vanilla Fudge, you're going to hear them do You Keep Me Hanging On in mono from Ultrasonic Studios. And then they go into Take Me for a Little While, starting off in mono. And you hear it spread into stereo. And you think it was all done on purpose because the rest of the album is in stereo. They wanted to bring the listeners gradually into the stereo. So when getting back to Sopranos, the producers in HBO said, no, I don't want the mono version. I want their new digital version. It sounds great. So they used our version, you know, Keep Me Hanging On. What an honor. Four different parts. I wake up Tony Soprano with na 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 na. And he goes off on his alarm clock.
One thing I also wanted to ask about, because we've had a chance to talk to him too, you've also been a part of the New Rascals with Charlie Souza, who we
My
talked
buddy.
to a little bit last year about his work in the history of rock and roll. That must have been a lot of fun to, you know, team up with him and the original guys from the Rascals, Dino Danelli and Gene Cornish. It had to have been just a blast to, you know, team up with all three of those guys.
Yeah, and we had Eddie Brigati as well at times. He was in the band doing it too. It was a dream come true because I love that band. And Dino was my favorite drummer until I was in a band with Carmine. Then I had to change my opinion. But no, Dino, and God rest his soul, man. We just lost him a couple of years ago. They were fabulous. And again, they wanted to play, and they didn't have their keyboard player. It was the same scenario with both bands, Fudge and Rascals. They didn't get along. And they kind of separate. If they were able to do it on their own, they would, you know. And that was understandable because they were kids when they got together. They were pushed together. Even in the Fudge, Carmine was only in the band 3 months before they made it. They kicked their drummer out and got Carmine. So
do you think that sometimes is the issue, is that the personalities cause these things to break up? And then there comes a time when you get a little older and a little wiser, you say, hey, it really wasn't so bad. Let's get back together and do this again.
Older and wiser don't help. Believe me, I was with both bands more recent when I was in them, and they never changed their opinion of each other. But I had a nickname in both bands, and Bill was known as Glue. And I'm not bragging on that. But
he held everything together.
We became, if you see some of the videos that I'm in with them, you'd see these three guys playing off of each other with the big smiles and the action, and the heart was back. And believe me, do not step on stage if you lost your heart. I don't care about the talent end of it, because people get older, things change. But if you don't have your heart to be on that stage, please don't do it for the money. I like to do something unique and different. I've done it with the Fudge, done it with the Rascals. That's why we were so fortunate. And Steam as well held our own. So I'm just waiting for the right moment for this band to break loose and to get into the right hands. And thank you, because you're getting word out for us, because we're back and better than ever. You know,
well,
and these guys
that's
got
something
energy.
I definitely wanted to ask you about there with you and the guys in Steam. You know, you are, you know, going to, you know, honor the past, but you're also going to the future. And I think that's critically important.
Yeah, you see these memories that I started to divulge to you, you know, there's new ones coming up. And I don't know if it's going to last a year, 5 years, maybe 10 years, God willing. But if it does, those are more memories. And they're things we're going to live on and talk about. And that's great. Plus, there's people that don't know anything about Steam. I mean, they didn't when the record was out. It was all na na hey hey. It wasn't Steam. So it's more or less reviving that. And I told the guys, I said, I want to set it straight. I want people to remember Steam put out Na Na. I want people to remember that these live entertainers, which is harder than these guys that like Milli Vanilli singing along with the record. We had to sound like those people. You know, I had to do Fudge without offending. I had to do Rascals without offending, because both Felix and Mark are my heroes. But I don't want to be them. I want my identity, but I want to be able to slip it through so people could understand, you know, that I'm bringing the legacy on. And same thing with Steam. I don't want to change Gary DiCarlo's feel or anything, but there's a new world, a different place, and we're going to do things a little bit different. And we want the identity out there. And we want people to remember stuff, you know. I even do with the Steam band, not only do I do the Steam thing, but we do the Rascals and the Fudge. The way I did it when I was with those bands, which was a little different than when they had the original singers. So,
You know, the thing is, the history is all there. People just got to go out and relive it and listen to it and, you know, show the next generation. Bill, you're doing that now with Steam and done it in the past there with Vanilla Fudge and the New Rascals. And we appreciate being able to have taken some time with you to relive some of these stories. And we wish you the best with Steam, and look forward to some of the stuff that you guys got coming out, maybe here, near future, maybe.
Yeah. Well, with Charlie Hudick on guitar, Jimmy Kumar on bass, Bob Ciccini on guitar, and you know me, and Gary couldn't make it. He was out there today, Gary Piquet, our drummer. And yeah, we're going to be out there rocking it, man. And thank you for the opportunity. And it was so great to speak with you about all this history and everything. And, you know, it's not about the artist. It's really about the music, and it's owned by the people. The guys that did it, they were just in the way, you know. And it's true. Like I said, the bands I was in and everything, it's the faces of the people. And you say, you know, we feel great seeing. No. You don't know how we feel being able to be accepted to do that stuff. That is an honor.
Players, take the field! It's so cool to play by the rules. With every turn, there's a lesson to learn. It's all how you play the game. All the winners and losers are not the same. Gotta stand up tall, face to face. Keep in time with a steady pace. Sing your chant, take the field. Try your best and make it real. It's hard to smile when you face defeat. It ain't the time to run or retreat. Choose. We measure success from doing your best. The Lord will love you, stands above you. It's about time to follow that sign. Now winners are made while losers are played. It takes hard work. You're not a jerk and just fly. Just fly. Now don't be down when you're wearing that frown. Just shake the blues and whatever you choose. No time to lose. Just cruise. Just cruise. You got nothing to fear. Go follow that path and give it your best. You're on the quest. Damn all the rest.
Na 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 na.
You're listening to Rock at Night.
The introductory song, Get On Down, is from blues artist Billy Bass Alford. Look for his music at ReverbNation.com.